Abro, Lord West, Sir Dukes, ladies and gentlemen. It's also for me a great honor to be at the ceremony to unveil the memorial of Burr Mackenzie, the 19-year-old seaman in the Royal Navy during the First World War, was taking part in the Zeebrugge raids, when he performed the deed for which he was awarded the Victoria Cross. Ladies and gentlemen, the memorial of the Great War is fundamentally important for everyone. Moreover, the commemoration ceremonies for the First World War provide various valuable effects. The generations that lived through the Great War has been almost completely extinct. In Belgium, France, and your country, our neighbor on the other side of the North Sea, the United Kingdom, this war is definitely not considered as a closed book, be never opened again. At the Minute Gate in Ypres, the last post is still blown every evening. Every evening at 8 p.m., hundreds of people are still standing there within the throat. It seems as the extension of the last witnesses of this war triggers the memory. It is obvious that memorial has already unlocked lots of emotions. You notice that in all the commemorations. This memorial is clearly appealing to the collective memory. 100 years ago, soldiers engaged in a naive way into a war that technologically was unthinkable for them. Probably soldiers have never suffered more psychically and psychologically than during this First Great War. No one was prepared for such technical and tactical dimensions. On the Allied side, the first tanks appeared. The Germans didn't know what to do with such monsters coming towards them. Later came the introduction of the poison gas and mustard gas, causing mass mortality. To survive or to be slain was mostly a case of coincidence. We'll be home again by Christmas. It was the first lie in long series. The Great War is a horrific episode full of fear, absurdity, death and horror. And this experience of utter war destroys many lives. In this war, the British people have carried a very heavy load on their shoulders. I think it is appropriate on behalf of the province of West Flanders that I express once again our sincere gratitude for the numerous efforts and sacrifices of your soldiers and of your civilian population during the First World War. My book, The Raid on Zeebrugge, is a tribute to the British soldiers, sailors and marines who laid down their lives during this war. The war at sea was of crucial strategic importance for events on the Western Front during the Great War. The strategic objective behind the Battle of Passchendaele in 1917 was for the Allies to seize back the ports of Ostend and Bruges-Zeebrugge. From these two ports on the Western Flanders coast, the German U-boats fleet has free access to the sea. The Germans were able to prey at will on island shipping. The Allies frequently attacked both ports in West Flanders with the aim of putting a stop to the German interference with their shipping, but to little avail. Despite the enormous sacrifice made by the soldiers in the trenches and during the Battle of Passchendaele, the German line proved impossible to break. The Allies were therefore forced to find another way of combating the U-boat raids. This plan ultimately crystallized into the raids. The raids on Zeebrugge was a bold and daring attempt by the Royal Navy to avoid further losses on the high sea. It was one of the most daring raids of the war. A seaborne attack on what, at the time, was the world's best defended submarine base. The operation was added to the list of battle honors earned by the Royal Marines, while Winston Churchill called the raid the finest feat of arms of the Great War. The events of the night also led the highest number of decorations awarded for a single battle in the whole British military history. The discovery of the existence of this photographic plates has the idea of publishing them in a beautiful book, The Raid on Zeebrugge. While The Raid on Zeebrugge is of course well remembered in Britain, The raid has not been forgotten in Belgium either. Several sweet names in Zeebrugge recall the events of St. George's Day 1918. A monument stands up at what was once the base of the harbour wall that commemorates the raids. I hope that this commemoration, with also the book with beautiful photographs, can put the importance of this aspect of this terrible war even more in the picture. This book, Admiral, is also a tribute to all the sailors from the Vindictive, the Iris, and the Daffodil, and especially to Albert Mackenzie, who was severely wounded whilst he working his gun in an exposed position during the horrible nights of the 22-23 April of 1918, the night of the raid of Zeebrugge. Thank you.